Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The title of our message this morning, if you noticed the church sign when you drove in, the title is Breath for Dry Bones. Based on the vision of the prophet Ezekiel in chapter 37 of our lesson we read, listen to these verses again. The hand of the Lord was upon me, and He brought me out in the Spirit of the Lord and set me down in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones, and behold, they were very dry. And He said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, You know. Then He said to me, prophesy over these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. I invite you to follow your sermon outline provided in the half sheet folded insert that you picked up when you came in for worship. Again, our theme, breath for dry bones. Well, I confess, as I did in our Sunday morning Bible class this morning, that I have rewritten this sermon three times this week. It's a very challenging text from the book of Ezekiel. But one of my favorite old-time gospel songs is based on these words of the vision of Ezekiel from chapter 37. And this old gospel song is entitled, couldn't wait to sing it for you, it's called Dem bones, dem bones, dem dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. I like the song, I like the rhythm, I like the beat. That song even makes my dry bones get up and move with the sound of the music. But I also like the imagery in this song, because the imagery of this song gives us a lesson on anatomy. Listen to how some of the rest of it goes. I hope I don't spoil your breakfast. The song goes, toe bone connected to the foot bone, the foot bone connected to the ankle bone, and so on until the neck bone connected to the head bone. Hear the word of the Lord. Well, Ezekiel was a prophet of God. When the enemy nation of Babylon devastated their Judean homeland, Jerusalem was left in ruins, and the people were taken away to exile in a foreign and pagan land. And in this vision, Ezekiel was standing in a battlefield where many had fallen. He said he was brought out by the Spirit of the Lord into this valley of dry bones. What Ezekiel wants us to see and what Ezekiel wants us to hear is the utter destruction and hopelessness that gripped Israel. What word could this prophet possibly bring to their desperate situation? Well, now imagine yourself, will you? Imagine yourself standing in one of the large military cemeteries in the world. You've seen the pictures. Row upon row upon row of white grave markers. And then you, like Ezekiel, hear a voice. It's God's voice. And He asks you, can these bones live? What would you say? What would you do? Now notice that Ezekiel did not answer God out of human logic. He did not say, no way, Lord. These are bones of dead men. They're not even connected to each other. How could they possibly live? He didn't answer out of logic. Instead, he answered out of humble trust. And he said, O Lord God, You know. Well, let me ask you today. Can dry bones live? Can defeat and hopelessness be turned into victory and hope? My dear friends in Christ, when you face what seems to be defeat, when all around you is hopeless, when people shout, give up, there's no hope, When that liar, the devil, whispers in your ear, all is lost. Is there any hope? Ezekiel said, O Lord God, You know. To paraphrase, I don't see a way, God. Maybe You know a way. God responds, Then prophesy to these dead bones and say, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Now, over the years, pastors have had to preach to some mighty dead or sleepy congregations, but nothing like Ezekiel was asked to do, preach to these dry, dead bones. Ezekiel obeyed. And Ezekiel preached, and he said, Thus says the Lord, I will breathe into you dry bones, and you will come to life. Then in his vision, Ezekiel heard the bones rattling, saw them begin to move, saw them to be connected, saw them stand up complete with flesh and bone and blood. Then God commanded Ezekiel to call forth breath, to call forth spirit, and the bodies came to life. Oh, hear the word of the Lord. What a vision. What a hope for hopeless Israel. Here is the $64,000 question, if you're old enough to know what that reference is to. Here's the question of the sermon. What does the vision of Ezekiel have to say to us today? It has plenty to say. What Ezekiel wanted to say to his people, God wants to say to you today. Israel had experienced joy and prosperity in their land. All was going well. And then, the Babylonians came. Any Babylonians come into your life lately? You lived in a time of prosperity and joy, and then suddenly things changed. For the people of Israel, everything fell apart. Nothing was the same. Hope was lost. Faith was lost. Had God abandoned them? Who of us, at one time or another, have not stood beside the grave of some of our highest hopes? Who of us at one time or another have not stood amidst the ruins of dreams? Dreams that we had that were dashed to the ground. Who of us in our own families or even in our present church family in times of emotional or relational or financial struggles have not cried out, Will things ever work out? Whatever our loss or our struggle, we cry out, Is there any hope? Lord God, can these bones live? Are you ready to hear the word of the Lord? Are you ready to hear the word of the Lord? Ezekiel listened. And Ezekiel did three important things. Listen carefully. It's on your outline, but listen as well. First of all, Ezekiel was realistic about the situation. Ezekiel didn't look through rose-colored glasses and say, Oh, this will pass. This can't be happening. No, he said, Lord God, I'm in a valley of dry bones. Death has been here. Humanly speaking, this situation is hopeless. But secondly, he acknowledged that in the midst of human hopelessness, God was faithful and God was able. Ezekiel said, O Lord God, can these bones live? You know. You can do things I cannot do, O Lord. You can see things I cannot see. The same idea is recorded in the New Testament, where we read in Matthew 19, verse 26, do you need a promise this morning? Listen to this promise. With man, this is impossible, but nothing is impossible with God. And again in Luke 1, verse 37, the same words, nothing is impossible with God. Thirdly, Ezekiel was a willing instrument in the hands of God. He was willing to do and willing to say whatever God asked him to say and do. Ezekiel indeed proclaimed the word of the Lord to a people of Israel in Babylonian captivity, and God defeated Babylon, restored Israel, and sent them home again. Ezekiel's preaching came true as God spoke through him these words to his people. God says, I will put my spirit within you and you shall live, and I will place you in your own land, and you will know that I, the Lord, has done it, and it has come to pass. Now today, lest this sermon just be a history lesson, today you need to hear that God is calling you, not your neighbor, not the person behind you, not your relative. God is calling you and me to do the same three things Ezekiel did. What were they? Listen again. We do these things as individuals. We do these things as families. And we do these things as a church family called Trinity Lutheran Church. Number one, with Ezekiel, we are realistic about the situation. We don't avoid it, or refuse to think about it, or pretend it will just go its own way. We confess, oh Lord, right now, it feels like I'm in a valley of dry bones. But secondly, with Ezekiel, we acknowledge with a humble heart of faith that God is able and God is faithful. That what might seem to be impossible with man is not that with God. With God, nothing is impossible. And so, we put our faith in Him, not in our man-made solutions. Now, on a personal note, I must tell you that I have relearned this last truth lately. We put our faith in Him, not our man-made solutions. For the past 2 months, as some of you know, some of you may not, for the past 2 months I've been living with the possibility of having cancer. More than a few doctor appointments, medical procedures, and waiting and waiting and waiting for test results. You know the routine. You've been there. This drove me to daily prayer and to surrender to God. And it deepened my faith in Him. Well, the crisis has passed, and I am just fine. A wonderful bill, fine health. In fact, my doctor was kidding me when I told him all the kilometers I ran every week. Yesterday, a buddy and I ran around Richmond, 30 kilometers together. The doctor said, you're in pretty good shape for a guy closer to 60 than 50. And that's a backhanded compliment, isn't it? I don't feel like I'm up, but I'm getting close. But today I ask you, my family in Christ. I ask you to join me in more fervent prayer and surrendering to your Lord and to ask Him to deepen your faith in Him. Whether it's a personal crisis you're wrestling with or challenges in our church family. These days, I've also been praying for a revival in our congregation, for a sovereign move of the Holy Spirit that He would move in our midst and draw our hearts closer to Him and strengthen our trust in Him. Lord, these are dry bones, but hear the word of the Lord. There's breath for dry bones. At prayer time today, I'm going to ask you to pray for that revival with me. Thirdly, and here's a section I rewrote three times. With Ezekiel, we are to give ourselves to the Lord as a willing instrument in His hands. What does that mean? Well, a few things. For example, when we get a letter from our church leaders about personal stewardship, or when a member of the nominating committee asks us to consider serving in some capacity our church family, or when we're invited to share our faith or invite others to hear God's Word here especially, but not just on Easter Sunday morning, then we don't say, oh, let someone else pitch in. Let someone else help out. Let someone else contribute. Let someone else say yes when asked to help. Let someone else invite a friend. My dear friends, you are the someone else. And I am the someone else. So when opportunities for service come, please do say, as did the prophet Ezekiel and so many people in the Scriptures, here I am, Lord, here I am. Send me, use me, breathe into my dry bones life that I might serve you. God indeed provides life for dry bones. Breath, wind, spirit. These words all come from the same Hebrew word. Will you say that word with me? The word is ruach. One more time. Learn some Hebrew this morning. Ruach. That word can be translated breath. It can be translated wind. It can be translated spirit. The words are used interchangeably. Well, we do much the same thing today. When we're busy or when we're running, we talk about, I need a second wind. We use words like, I have been inspired. We say things like, that was a breath of fresh air. Well, the good news for us is this. Because of Jesus' death on the cross, for the sins of the world, for your sins and for mine. And because of His Easter resurrection, victory over sin, victory over death, and victory over the devil, we have been given breath, wind, spirit, a breath of fresh air, a second wind. Listen to these precious words from St. Paul. Listen very carefully to these words. If the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus Christ from the dead dwells in you, He who raised Jesus from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies, also through the Spirit which dwells in you. Romans 8:11. Now let me ask the Lutheran catechism question as this sermon draws to a close. What does this mean? The Almighty Spirit of God raised Jesus from the death. and therefore granted him victory over sin and death and devil. This same Spirit dwells in the heart of every child of God through baptism and through faith. And this same Spirit breathes life into our sinful mortal bodies, a new life here and now, but especially a new life in heaven forever. This is a breath of fresh air. This is a second wind. This is what the Bible calls being born again. My friends, things in your present life may indeed be difficult, may feel hopeless, may appear like dry bones, but hear the word of the Lord. God specializes in hope. God specializes in new life. God specializes in second winds. That is the word of the Lord. And so, them dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. And the word of God for you today is this. Don't you ever give up. You can trust God. You can take Him at His word. There still is breath for dry bones, in the name of Jesus. Amen.